WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Tony Sanders takes the helm as the new Illinois State Superintendent at a time when students are still facing academic and mental health challenges because of the pandemic. Sanders previously ran U46 in Elgin, the state's second largest school district. WBEZ's Susie Ahn recently sat down with Sanders, and she started by asking him how the state can help students recover academically and emotionally from the pandemic.
The state board, before I got here, was actually moving in the right direction. They created these regional hubs for social-emotional learning to try to empower school districts to really grow the teacher knowledge around social-emotional supports for students. And then recently, the governor announced this behavioral health transformation initiative, where we're all coming together to try to figure out ways to better serve the needs of students across the state. There will be a generational impact from COVID on student learning, and we have a lot of work to do at the state and at local levels to try to make up for that loss. The tutoring that the State Board of Education has offered across the state has been instrumental. I know it's something I used as a local superintendent, and it's something I think we need to continue to advance as a state. We have to come back to this, the need of having a quality teacher in every classroom. If we have students in classrooms with long-term subs, or teachers that are just filling short-term needs of school districts, that's not in the best interest of students. So until we address the pipeline issue, I think we're going to continue to struggle with meeting the needs of kids.
And you were previously superintendent of U46 in the Elgin area. What do you think were your greatest accomplishments there?
Two things right out of the gate as superintendent. I announced first and foremost that we would not expel students any longer from the school district. We always found alternative placements for students in lieu of expulsions. And that happened within my first 2 weeks in the job. And we also announced that we would shift to full-day kindergarten within that first year as well. We continue to expand the dual language program in U46 so that it's now kindergarten through 12th grade. So 12,000 of the 37,000 students are in a dual language program in that district. That's something I leave being very proud of.
I want to turn to something that we've seen over the past few years. You know, public education just kind of becoming more political. And we're seeing that play out, especially in local school board meetings. What do you think it will take to de-escalate the situation and unify school communities?
I wish I had a solution for it. I really do. I just don't know that there's a short-term solution for the politicalization. I know as you look across the research from Pew Research Center, you'll see this ever-widening gap between the left and the right in all areas of politics. And I think public education is squarely in the middle of that fight. We shouldn't be having the conflation of critical race theory and culturally responsive teachers, which is the two different CRTs that people confuse a lot. But we should all be caring about what's in the best interest of all kids every single day.
Finally, let's say we're 4 years from now. What do you hope will be different about education in Illinois?
One is at the state agency level, trying to come up with a new system of support for school districts. You know, within our accountability system, we label schools as either commendable, exemplary, targeted, or comprehensive. And I don't care what a school's title is. At the end of the day, every school needs to have some sort of an improvement plan. No matter how good they are, there's always room for every school to improve. And so I think coming up with a new state system of support for school district would be one of the top priorities. The other ones we've already touched on, meeting the social-emotional needs of kids will have to be a top priority for these next 4 years. And then finally, the teacher pipeline work has to be a priority as well.
That was State Superintendent of Education Tony Sanders speaking with WBEZ's Susie Ahn.